Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Voters in the Harbor Beach Community School District will consider a $15.6 million bond proposal during the November 4th election. The measure would finance a range of facility and safety upgrades, including building additions, remodeling, new equipment, buses, athletic field improvements, and upgrades to playgrounds, parking lots, and sidewalks. If approved, the bond would be paid over 28 years through a 0.3 mil levy that will not increase local taxes. The district, which covers areas in both Huron and Sanilac County, says the plan reflects over a year of careful financial planning. Voting takes place at Harbor Beach City Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. 3 years ago, a proposal was made to let the Amish build a bridge over the Cass River to reduce the amount of time they have to travel on M-53 is showing some progress. Commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties have previously approved letters of support to let the Amish build their own bridge over the river at their own expense. Several Amish communities live in Tuscola or Sanilac counties. As part of their beliefs, they travel by horse and buggy. They have to use M-53 to access goods or services they need. Because the Cass River is involved in the location of state land, the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, is involved. After months of being stonewalled by the DNR, there finally seems to be some willingness for the state to allow the project, said Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell, who has been on board since the beginning. It was explained to the DNR that a 20-foot-wide bridge would be built, paid for, and maintained by the Amish. Some suggestions that would allow the bridge project to move forward would be getting an easement agreement and having a survey done of the proposed area for the bridge. Traveling M-53 in that kind of non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life in the Amish community. A wooden buggy operated by a real horsepower doesn't stand a chance of surviving a crash with a chrome and steel of motorized vehicle. Alexander did a ride-along in an Amish horse and buggy so he could experience what it's like to have vehicles fly by going 55 miles per hour or faster. In fact, on the day Alexander did the ride-along with the Amish, there was a serious crash on M-53, but in a different area from where he was. And November 10th coming up marks the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, perhaps the most famous of all the estimated 6,500 ships that have gone down in the Great Lakes. The Fitzgerald is remembered while others are forgotten. Thanks in large part to Gordon Lightfoot's 1976 haunting folk ballad memorializing the wreck. The Fitzgerald was the largest ship ever to sink on the Great Lakes. All 29 members on board died. Family members of the crew and those still fascinated by the historic sinking gather each year for ceremonies at cities around the Great Lakes. We'll be right back.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-9 950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
A 68-foot spruce tree from Sault Ste. Marie, donated by Linda Reed to honor her grandparents, Lawrence and Nettie Ritchie, has been chosen as Michigan's official 2025 state Christmas tree. On Thursday, October 30th, the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, along with partner organizations, oversaw a harvesting ceremony at the Ritchie family's former home. Following the ceremony, the tree will be prepared for transport and begin its journey to Lansing. The tree's arrival at the east side of the state capitol is scheduled for this morning, with local Boy Scouts set to untie its branches and the Highball Company providing crane services to set it in place. Once positioned, Lansing's forestry team, the Capitol Commission, and the Board of Water and Light will begin preparations for holiday decorations. The tree is set to be officially lit on November 21st during the Silver Bells in the City celebration, marking the 39th year of this Michigan holiday tradition. And the Michigan Post Office is waving a red flag before the big holiday rush hits us here. The United States Postal Service says that scammers are already circling holiday packages, the gifts you are already tracking. So are these crooks. The warning comes in part of USPS's Project Safe Delivery that was rolled out ahead of the busiest shipping weeks of the year. If you get a text or email claiming there's a delivery hiccup with a link to, quote, fix your address or pay a tiny re-delivery fee, you're probably getting scammed. That link will send you to a fake USPS lookalike page to get your credit card number and other personal information. This is a smishing scam, and it explodes during the holidays. The fastest and easiest way to avoid the scam is don't tap on any links if you get a text that claims you're experiencing delivery problems. Check the actual website, app, or account you use. Don't just follow a link from a text message. The USPS won't text you asking for fees or personal data. If a message does ask for any of that, chances are it is not legit. You can forward spam texts to 7726 and file a report with the Postal Inspection Service. If you entered info, contact your bank and lock down your accounts. The USPS is also advising that if you want to beat the porch pirates, ship earlier. USPS is currently recommends sending dates for delivery before December 25th by December 17th. For ground advantage and first class, December 18th for priority mail and December 20th for priority mail express. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.